From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. A lightning strike in Jackson Township claimed the life of an archery instructor and injured 14 others, including 8 kids from a Cub Scout pack. A spokesman for the Black Knight Bowbenders Archery Club says everything was calm before the strike.
No rain, there was no thunder, and it was a lightning strike, and it hit this tree. I felt the electricity, but when I turned around, I could see that there was at least 7 people down.
The strike killed 61-year-old archery range instructor Robert Montgomery of Sinaminson. Some kids also suffered burns. One had to be taken to a burn center in Livingston. Meanwhile, a golfer died 1 week after being struck by lightning while on a course in Sussex County. 28-year-old Simon Mariani was on the 15th hole at Ballyowen when he was struck by a bolt of lightning during quick-moving storms on July 8th. A devastating week in central Jersey due to flash flooding. 2 women died when their car was swept away in Plainfield following heavy rain and flooded streets. Mayor Adrian Mapp says a vehicle with their residents inside was swept into Cedar Brook during Monday's storm. Their deaths came just a week after 2 people were killed during strong thunderstorms on July 3rd. Meantime, 4 people managed to escape a home in North Plainfield as it exploded Monday night during severe storms and flash flooding. According to ABC 7, the explosion rocked the neighborhood at 11:30 p.m. on Parkwood Avenue. No one was injured, but the house was destroyed. This week's awful flash flooding left a Union County animal shelter with nothing but the dogs and cats they managed to rescue a second time.
Plainfield and neighboring Union County towns were among the hardest hit on Monday as more than 0.5 foot of rain fell in a very short span of time. Plainfield Area Humane Society has shared that all its animals were safe after being moved, but the torrential downpours left its facility along Rock Avenue essentially underwater. The shelter was not able to salvage any supplies, including food and bedding, and is asking for community help. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey has new controversial coastal flooding regulations now.
On Monday, the State Department of Environmental Protection announced it will implement new coastal flood rules by the end of the year. The Resilient Environment and Landscapes rules, first proposed in 2024, are based on projections that the sea level will rise by 4 feet by the year 2100. However, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says the rules will increase the cost of housing and hurt urban development by requiring homeowners to purchase flood insurance in areas that may never flood. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A North Bergen woman's been charged after hitting multiple people with her car during an anti-ICE protest in Fairview. Authorities say a confrontation took place between a person and Linda Roglin as a group of demonstrators were crossing at the intersection of Fairview and Anderson Avenues, temporarily holding up traffic. Participants then surrounded Roglin's vehicle, and as she attempted to drive through the intersection, she hit several people, most of the injuries non-life-threatening. How is the president's health? President Trump underwent vascular testing after experiencing swelling in his legs. That's according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
In recent weeks, President Trump noted mild swelling in his lower legs. In keeping with routine medical care and out of an abundance of caution, this concern was thoroughly evaluated by the White House medical unit.
Leavitt says all results from the testing were within the normal limits, but she says he does have chronic venous insufficiency, a common condition for older adults. Leavitt also spoke about pictures online that show bruising on Trump's hand and says it's due to frequent handshaking. 14 people have been charged in a South Jersey drug trafficking operation, according to a joint announcement from the Attorney General's office and state police. They were charged with a variety of offenses for allegedly distributing illegal drugs and firearms throughout Cumberland County from July 2024 through May of this year. 33-year-old Ryan Collins of Vineland, an alleged member of the Crips Street Gang, is the proclaimed leader. He and his team are accused of selling drugs and firearms with large-capacity magazines, including assault rifles. Ice cream is set to undergo big changes. The Trump administration says by 2028, ice cream makers will eliminate certain artificial colors from their products. These dyes include Yellow 5, Red 40, Green 3, and Blue 1. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary says the change should bring about positive health outcomes for adults and especially children.
We don't need to wait for a 10-year randomized controlled trial. Parents are telling us that when a kid has abnormal behavior and they try reducing or eliminating petroleum-based food dyes, they have seen behavior improve. That is data.
Police are looking for witnesses after the driver of a car ran over 7 geese trying to cross the street in Spotswood on Monday night, then took off. They say the birds were struck on DeVoe Avenue. Now, it's not clear if this was an accident or if this was an intentional act, but geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and any intentional harm is a violation of both state and federal regulations. A South Brunswick police officer is charged with stealing thousands of dollars from his local police benevolent association.
Officer Abraham Jason Gassman is charged with theft and official misconduct. The Monmouth County prosecutor says the investigation began when the 53-year-old officer was accused of shoplifting, but it quickly grew in scope. Officer Gassman, the treasurer of his local PBA, is now accused of stealing $75,000 from the organization over the past 6 years. Gassman turned himself in on Wednesday. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Buy now, pay later. A lot of people use this program to break up big purchases into installments, interest-free. Sounds great, right? But what we're seeing are tremendous cracks in the foundation, says Paul Oster, president of Better Qualified in Eatontown.
A lot of people are defaulting on these loans. Let's face it, most of the people that are using these loans already have poor credit. They've already maxed out their credit cards. There's a reason why they're using a buy now, pay later program.
And as a result, FICO, the company that assigns credit scores, says starting this fall, buy now, pay later purchases will be incorporated into its scoring formula, which could damage many people's credit scores. CBS is canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The network says his final show will be in May 2026. Colbert, who's hosted the show since 2015, says he just learned the news Wednesday night. The network says it's purely a financial decision and not related to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount. How would you like to buy a strip club? It also comes with the pole. Delilah's Den in Atlantic City, which has been closed since 2020, is going up for auction starting Monday through July 23rd. It's an attempt by the Casino Reinvestment Authority to sell the property after the pandemic forced entertainment venues to close down. The authority bought the property and sold it to Maxspan Real Estate Auction Company. Bidding starts at $150,000. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or NJ1015.com and click on demand.